Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 12th, 2016. Again, our meeting today with an education led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Sedlaw.
Lord God, King of Heaven and Earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do the things that please thee. Forgive us what we fail, in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Please join me.
Let allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. We'll begin with Adam Adams, County Commissioners, just to consider publicly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Levon L. Jones for dedicated service as valuable asset of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And item eight, which is consider publicly approve the resignation of Levon Jones as Commissioner of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1, effective immediately. Have a motion on those two items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Jones, if you'd like to come up, Commissioner Arnold has a proclamation he'd like to read. You can stand at the lectern so that we can record you.
Welcome, Levon. I'm glad to see you here today, and I appreciate you being here to be honored today and by the county of this court for your service to the county and all the other many, many years of service you've given to Jefferson County and our citizens. So let me read this proclamation in your honor today. Whereas Levon Jones has devoted 50 years of his life to the service of others, both professionally and privately. Whereas Levon Jones was licensed to practice law in all courts in the state of Texas, as well as federal courts of the Eastern District of Texas and the Fifth Circuit of Appeals. And whereas Levon Jones, by demonstrating his special knowledge, skills, and habits, with an exceptional work ethic during his years of private practice for the office of Hugh G. Freeman and with the firm of LaFleur, Walker, and LaFleur, and in public service as first attorney for the city of Beaumont from 1970 to 1978, as chief of civil division in the office of Jefferson County District Attorney from 1980 to 1986, with the city of Austin, where he established the eminent domain division and was responsible for all eminent domain litigation from 1988 to 2004, as he served as an assistant United States attorney for the Eastern District of Texas and was responsible for all real estate litigation for the entire district, as well as for the bankruptcy court, to supervise major pipeline acquisitions for the Big Thicket National Preserve, the Big Hill Strategic Petroleum Project, including major pipeline acquisitions for the service to Big Hill and West Hackberry Petroleum Project, for Lake Ray Roberts and Lake Sam River. The following retirement, he has continued, following his retirement, he has continued to limit private practice for real estate and general practice. And that's a pretty lengthy list, Levon. We hadn't got to the end yet. Whereas Levon Jones has provided invaluable guidance as a legal advisor for the Jefferson County Commissioners Court and assisted former Commissioner Norman Troy in establishing the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. And whereas Levon Jones was appointed to the Board of Commissioners of Jefferson County Emergency Services District 1 by Jefferson County Commissioner Precinct 1, Eddie Arnold, and served tirelessly as a president since March of 2011 until his recent retirement. And whereas Levon Jones' guidance will be missed, but we are happy for him as he will have more time to pursue other interests and, most importantly, time with his family. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Levon Jones for his dedicated service as a valuable asset of Jefferson County, and we wish him well in his retirement. Signed this day by Judge Jeff Brannick and all four commissioners.
I discussing suicide and increasing awareness of the public of available resources for those suffering from suicidal thoughts. It is important to maintain the health and happiness of citizens. And whereas many of those people who died never received effective behavioral health services for many reasons, including the difficulty of accessing services by healthcare providers, trained in best practices to reduce suicide risk, the stigma of using behavioral health treatment, and the stigma associated with losing a loved one to suicide. And whereas public awareness of the warning signs and networks available for at-risk individuals are essential to continue lowering the rates of suicide in the country. And whereas reducing the stigma by discussing suicide and increasing the awareness of available resources for those suffering from suicidal thoughts is important to maintaining the health and happiness of citizens. Now, therefore, be resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court recognizes September 2016 as National Suicide Prevention Month and calls upon all citizens of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support suicide prevention efforts. Ms. Annette.
Thank you so much, Judge Brannick, and thank you to all of our commissioners. My name is Monique Sinnett, and I am Public Relations and Marketing at Spindle Top Center, and I have with me today Sarah Sanders, and we are representing our Business Development Department. And today we are so excited to be able to bring forward this proclamation for Suicide Prevention Month, which is the month of September. And it's so important during this month that we really raise awareness for the services that are available for suicide. Suicide is definitely preventable, and it's so important that we open up those conversations and talk about it within our community. A lot of times there's a lot of stigma around mental health diagnoses, and we are really hoping that we can get the word out that we should talk about it. One in four people in America have a mental health diagnosis, so the only way we can really fight that is to talk about it. And also, we would like to remind the citizens that we have a mobile crisis outreach team that if you can't get to us, we can get to you. And it's 24/7, and it is a toll-free number, completely free, and that number is 1-800-937-9087. So if you or somebody you know is in need, please call that number, and we will do everything we can to help you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the work that Spindle Top does. Next under County Commissioners is items D and E to consider possibly approved proclamation for family mealtime, and E to consider possibly approved proclamation for child passenger safety. We do have a motion on those two items.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And so, Ms. Gladridge, Commissioner Senegal is going to read one, and Commissioner Alford is going to read the other.
Ms. Gladridge, I have that one, and that will be the Child Passenger Safety Week. Whereas our children are our greatest treasures, and they depend upon parents, guardians, and other caretakers to keep them safe and secure. And whereas motor vehicle accidents are a leading cause of injury fatalities of children between the ages of 0 and 19. And whereas in 2013, there were more than 18,000 injuries from motor vehicle crashes in children age 17 and under that result in a trip to the emergency room or a hospital stay. And whereas when installed and used correctly, child safety seats and safety belts can prevent injury and save lives. And whereas volunteer child passenger safety technicians across the state ensure car seats and booster seats are installed properly to help keep children safe in our roadways. Now therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim September 18th through the 24th, 2016 as Child Passenger Safety Week. And we urge all citizens to join in, recognize the outstanding occurrence and extension, so we appreciate him coming in with a given spirit and involved in Jefferson County.
All right, Commissioner Senegal has another proclamation.
Good afternoon. This is proclamation for Family Meal Time. Whereas eating meals together promotes quality for child and adult interaction with family dinner, provides time to share activities from the day or discuss upcoming events, and whereas eating meals together promotes a food health connection and an opportunity to talk about and model good nutrition and health behaviors, and whereas eating family dinners together promotes passing down cultural and family identity as a good time for sharing family stories and creating memories. Now therefore, the Commission of Support of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim the month of September Family Meal Time 2016, making it healthy in Jefferson County, Texas, and we encourage all citizens to observe this month by encouraging the adoption of healthy behavior through Family Meal Time. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannigan, Commissioner. Thank you, Judge.
Well, thank you again, County Judge and Commissioner. Healthy meal, and that's what we're pushing for this week.
Africa Airport to Alco LLC in the amount of $2,207,225, and the execution of this contract is pending for, to be funded by Airport Improvement Project Number 32 grant application. Item D is consider approved disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on A, B, and D?
Move.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Adams County Airport. Item A is consider possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute the application for the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 32 in the amount of $2,481,218, with FAA funds providing $2,233,096.20, and local match providing $248,121.80 for taxiway D reconstruction phase 3, replacement of Beacon taxiway D phase 3 design, taxiway D phase 4 design. Item B is consider possibly approved fiscal year 2017 TxDOT Routine Airport Maintenance Program Grant. The Jack Brooks Regional Airport will be used for maintenance improvement of airport pavement, signage, drainage, fencing, herbicides, hangars, and terminal buildings with a 50% match. Do we have a motion on those items under County Airport?
I'm a motion, but I have a question.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Weaver.
My question would be, I know we just voted on the contract. Are we guaranteed money from the federal government?
We did put in our motion that this project is pending.
Okay.
So we will not be awarded it, but we will not execute a contract until we have the funding available.
So basically, that contract is pending.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Auditor, item A is consider approved budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 2 for the purchase of gate metal awning for the Rock Yard. Item B is consider approved budget transfer for the county clerk to purchase the laptop for $949, a laptop. Item C is consider approved budget transfer for agriculture for the purchase of 12 cost share tablets in the amount of $400. Item D is consider approved budget transfer for dispute resolution center for file cabinets in the amount of $710. Item E is consider approved budget transfer for board office maintenance for electrical costs in the amount of $12,000. Item F is consider approved budget transfer for veteran for additional costs for employee insurance in the amount of $1,000. Item G is execute proceeding files and enter a local agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and Port Arthur Independent School District regarding the provision of the ASAP deputy constable for the period October 1st, 2016 through September 30th, 2017. Item H is consider approved acceptance of the 2016 Fort Security Grant authorized county auditors to submit required acceptance form through FEMA's ND grant system. Grants of $285,768 with a match of $71,442, and that match will be funded with $65,288 from county funds and $6,154 from the Marine Unit Division. Item I is consider approved sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2017. And item J, the regular county bill, check numbers 424402 through 424613 for the period ending September 5th. Check numbers 424614 through 424887 for the period ending today. Motion on these items under County Auditor. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I think number one is incorrect. I think that's precinct 3. Is that Commissioner Arthur Weaver? Are you getting it?
Yes.
Item 2.
Yes, precinct 2.
Okay.
Got it on there, precinct 2. I did want to make you aware on the sheriff and constable fees, commissioners, judge, that there was one recommendation to increase the fee for order of property retrieval from $70 to $150. That was based on the recommendation from the constables.
Is it in line with these counties our size?
Yeah, I looked at that, and I think that was one of the things. Some of the comparable counties, the time they were
billing lease rates for political subdivisions for election equipment programming costs, ballot printing and supplies. Proposal is to increase programming fees to include costs for election kits, large signs, mail ballots, kit supplies, and cell phones. Proposed weights for electronic voting equipment are unchanged. Item B is consider possibly approve execute receive file joint election agreement with the city of Port Arthur for the November 8, 2016 election. And item C is consider possibly approve execute receive file lease agreement with the city of Port Arthur for additional election equipment for the November 8, 2016 joint election. Do I have a motion on both items under county clerk? Second by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Stenegall. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve an order pursuant to section 130.908 that should be the Texas local government code. Item C is consider possibly approve resolution opposing unfunded mandates. Item G is consider possibly approve recommendation or proclamation for National Recovery Month. Item I is consider possibly approve the appointment of Point A7 as Commissioner to Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners to fill the unexpired term of Levon Jones in the, which is to end December 31st, 2017. Do I have a motion on the item under commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second
by Commissioner Stenegall.
Give us an update on this section 30 dot 139.
We have never had an order like this, although most counties do. And a recent note on the tax judicial list, sir, I noticed several counties that were having some problems with lame duck elected officials who are not serving out their term, but they go in and take all of their budget for, say, overtime and spend it all before their replacement comes into office. And so this is a mechanism that the legislature passed to allow the commissioner's court to require approval anytime somebody spends over 1/12 of their, and that's a mistake that was in the original order. It said 1/2, it should be 1/12. So anytime they spend over 1 month of their budget on one line item, they have to get approval from the commissioner's court before doing that.
I want to thank you because I know you had something to do with putting on, and I want to make sure the public knew that that was taking care of that business and making sure that they could be done for you.
Yeah, I would like to move forward to be introduced to Mr. Hoyt Simmons. Mr. Simmons, would you stand, please? After extensive search for replacement for LeVon Jones, Mr. Simmons is
County Treasurer, I made a receipt and filed investment clerk. Trish, do you have his oath?
Yes, sir.
Under County Treasurer, I made a receipt and filed investment schedule for August 2016, including year-to-date total earnings from county funds. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Tim, I noticed that our weighted average yield is up to 1.36%, which is, in this interest rate environment, I'd say is a good accomplishment.
Well, I try to keep a daily eye on the market. It is down. As high as 151, but income wise, if you make over 1% in this market, based on what we're allowed to invest in, I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. And we thank you.
Thank you.
And under engineering, I may ask consider possible approval of minor plat lots 1, 2, and 3 for Weldon Leger Estate, being 8.138 acres land out of Daniel Parrish Junior Survey located off Turner Road, precinct number 1. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And under juvenile probation, we have one item A to consider possible approval of additional 90 days extended leave without pay for Crystal Blue. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Seneca. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Does any member of the public have, or does the court have anything to bring the attention to the public about our taking action? Not. Thank you for your attendance here today. Mr. Simmons, I'll swear you in immediately following court, and we will adjourn at this moment and in a few minutes re-adjourn for a workshop.
Hey, Judge, Ms. Simmons, I know you're saying Becky Law, he's not going to barbecue anymore.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.